This is the World of Agriculture here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The weather in South America is much of the same this week. We'll have the story right after this short break.
June is National Dairy Month, so take some time to thank those producers that care for over 222,000 dairy cows across the state of Iowa that help bring us to the top 24 major states in the milk production. In 2021, Iowa produced a total of 468 million pounds of milk in the early months, ranking us 12th overall in the nation's milk production. Go ahead and thank a legendary producer while you enjoy a glass of cool milk this summer. This message is brought to you by your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
Conditions haven't changed much in South America. There's still quite a bit of dryness, which is allowing harvest to continue at a good pace. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride said they're looking at finishing harvest soon.
It's rinse and repeat from last week. Most of Argentina and the bulk of Brazil are devoid of any rain at this point. The very southern tip of Brazil does have rain in all three phases of the forecast, the 1 to 5 day, 6 to 10 day, and 11 to 15 day. But for the most part, it looks like we'll see good progress on harvest as we start to look towards finishing things up here over the next few weeks.
McBride also provided a crop progress update for Argentina.
Yeah, Argentina is pretty well done on their soybeans, 99% complete. That's ahead of the five-year average, which is normally about 97% done. On the corn side of things, still moving right along, ahead of last year at 60% right now, 59% last year. Still just a touch behind the 5 and 3 year averages, but still moving along pretty well. At this point, we're looking for maybe the USDA to make some adjustments on the next WASDE report to give us better an idea. They didn't make any major changes to corn for Brazil or Argentina on the last report a week ago. So what we're looking at now would be, will they have an increase in production like what we saw in the soybeans on the 10th?
For the rest of the story, visit iowaagnet.com. For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.